Thanks for tuning in to Conversations About Meaningful Things, the podcast where we dig into life, faith, and all the important questions. In a world that can feel isolating sometimes, we want to encourage you that you're not alone, that God loves you and isn't afraid of your questions. And that's the purpose of this podcast. In our time together, you can expect real talk, genuine interviews, and probably a few laughs along the way. Our hope is as you connect, you feel seen, loved, and encouraged as you take steps in your faith journey. So settle in and let's dive into the conversation. We're so happy to have you along. Hey, welcome again to another episode of Conversations About Meaningful Things. It's so good to have you with us today. My name is Alex, and with me today is my very good friend, Brian.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy. So we are missing someone today, aren't
we?
Yes,
we are. Yeah, you're not hearing I believe the deepest voice of the three of us.
He goes into his radio voice when
that's
we
true.
Do this.
For those of you who don't know, yes, our third co-host, Steve, used to be on radio as a lead pastor speaking most Sundays. If you ever tune into the other our Sunday podcast, our Sunday sermons, you'll hear him there too. He has a very, very
he does
good radio voice. Anyway, our third co-host, Steve, is currently not with us because he is with a team from our church over in Riga, Latvia, to bring the gospel to some young people over there. They are going to be helping run a camp there to build some, not just bringing the gospel, which is the most important, but helping build skills with a bunch of different things, sports and different art, all that stuff. Yeah. So he is over there, which actually is kind of the topic that we wanted to discuss today. There is, if you've grown up in Christian circles at all, you know that mission trips is usually something that's brought up at some point. You hear about it. You hear about missionaries. And because our third co-host is on a mission trip right now, we wanted to discuss this because mission trips are important. So we kind of wanted to touch on what they are, why they're important, but also to kind of talk about the things that maybe come up against mission trips. Can they be done wrong? What if the reasoning behind it isn't great? But to start off, I guess let's talk about what a mission trip is. So Alex, what do you think? What would you say a mission trip is?
Yeah. So have you been on a mission trip before, Brian?
I have.
That's a rhetorical.
I've been on a couple.
Yeah. So have I. And I when you were introing it, I was like thinking about, it's definitely the thing that growing up in church, it's like sort of just the thing that you kind of do. If you're at church, especially in youth group, you go on these mission trips. And so, I think a mission trip, it's a trip
with a mission.
No, it's an intentional, time or you thought out of a place to go. I mean, really usually it just involves going somewhere, normally with a group of people to share the gospel to another group of folks, whether that's here in the States, whether that's, I think a lot of times maybe classically you think of a mission trip as getting on a plane or getting in a car and driving somewhere else in the country or to a different country and meeting a need. Usually, it's the building a house or, feeding folks, all with the intention of sharing the gospel. So that's how I would boil a mission trip down.
Sure. Yeah. I think of the great commission, because it is all of our mission.
Yeah.
But that is, bringing the good news, bringing the gospel to not just our local area, but to the ends of the earth. And that's one thing we wanted to make sure we hit on, is that it's specifically a mission trip. You would underline trip there. We all have a mission.
Yeah.
Our mission is to bring the gospel wherever we are.
Right.
So specifically, a mission trip is you're going somewhere. I definitely know people who, whether subconsciously or consciously, would go, well, it's not a real mission trip unless it's out of the country.
Right.
Right. It's not a real mission trip. You brought up going on a plane. It's not really real. Wherever you go, whether that's across the world or it's across the street.
Yeah.
I think that counts as helping fulfill that mission.
Yeah.
But specifically a mission trip, where you're buying plane tickets, you're going right. somewhere else. Definitely some people can start to see some issues that might arise
mm-hmm.
with that.
Yeah. So like, are you saying, I'm thinking of, I remember growing up, we'd go on this mission trip, every year we'd go down, we'd bounce back and forth. We'd either go as a youth group down to Mexico, or there would be a group of people that would go down to like the Appalachian area, and drive. And I can remember some of my friends being like, "Oh, you're going to Mexico. So you're just going on a vacation then, right? You're just going down mm-hmm. to tropical paradise." I can see definitely, and maybe have you seen that, man, where it's like the view of going on a mission trip as a Christian, it's almost viewed as, oh, it's your excuse to go mm-hmm. on a vacation.
Oh yeah.
Is that, do you see that played out at all?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
I mean, as people, it's hard to not see as everything that we do is just ourselves, especially now with social media. Someone goes on a quote unquote mission trip and
yeah,
their profile picture changes to them in whatever area they went to with whatever local kids
with a
are
bunch
there.
Of orphans.
Correct.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it brings up that question of, if you're going to do something, first of all, is that helpful? And then second of all, do you have the right reasoning behind it?
Sure.
What is your motivation
yeah.
for going? And also another question to stack on top of that, if your reasoning behind it isn't great, isn't holy, but good still gets done, is that mm-hmm. still good then?
Yeah.
So let's break it down. Let's unpack that. So let's start with, yeah. So going on a mission trip, is doing a mission trip good? Is bringing the gospel somewhere good?
Yeah. I would say yes.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, so, and if you're listening today, we are not anti-mission trip at all. Mm-hmm. What Brian's alluding to is, I think, like anything, I think it's important for us to examine our hearts on our motivation, right? But yes, mm-hmm. I think going on a mission trip is good. In fact, actually, mission trips are, we see that in scripture, like Paul mm-hmm. goes on mission trips. He goes to places, you know, a short-term mission trip, going somewhere, sharing the gospel, encouraging a group of believers, and then going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, in essence, Paul was kind of did some of the first mission trips, if you want to call them that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think they are good.
Yeah.
And I think they have a really unique and amazing place in our life as a believer, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You brought up encouraging. I think that's a good thing. And it really, my big point that needs to be hit for a mission trip is there an impact? Is there lasting
yeah.
change? So whether that is that you're going and encouraging,
yeah,
or you're going, there's a lot of physical stuff, right? So you're going to help people medically. You're going to help physically build mm-hmm. a building that's going to be there
sure.
to be able to help people. All of those things, I think, are great.
Yeah.
Things get caught up in the weeds a little bit, I guess, depending if it's, okay, we went and we shared a little bit, but I don't know if anyone was actually impacted. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's between them and God. But yeah. even the very, at the very least, yeah, that, hey, we shared
mm-hmm.
the message of Jesus with people who had never heard it before,
yeah.
then that's worth it.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, I believe that too, man. I think... I want to circle back to something that you said just a little bit ago, though, like motivation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, like you said, sometimes we, and I've been there too, like you go somewhere, you're impacted by where you're at. But sometimes the focus gets on yourself, or mm-hmm. maybe the motivation is, I have something that only mm-hmm. I can bring this group of people or this person. And it's all on me, and it's up to me, and I'm making this person better because I'm there. While I don't think that's a bad motivation, sometimes we then put the spotlight on ourselves, and mm-hmm. you see that, like, you know, my profile picture all of a sudden is, you know, just mm-hmm. me and these people that I really didn't get to know at all, but I'm going to put that on there as my little badge of honor. Again, maybe the motivation isn't completely off, but where do you think sometimes we can get off in our motivation when we go to help? Maybe it starts off as good and pure intentions, mm-hmm. but what are some pitfalls you think we can fall into?
Well, yeah. I see it as the difference between sharing the message of our Savior and going to be the Savior. Where Ooh, we go,
yeah, that's good, man.
Hey, like, as Americans, we can get full of ourselves, mm-hmm. as humans in general, but specifically for us. That happened a lot, actually, with missionaries, especially decades ago, where we kind of married the Christianity with mm-hmm. specifically American type things. That's where you see a lot of third world countries where the Christians feel like they need to still dress up and wear ties and everything, where that was never a cultural thing for them.
Yeah.
But we just brought that with us.
Yep.
But anyway, to get back to what we're talking about. It's what's the motivator. So what is it about you, or is it about, mm-hmm. is it about the mission?
Yeah.
Right. I guess let's break down mission trip. Is it about the mission or is it about the trip? Are you going to sightsee? Are you going to experience? And experiencing something isn't inherently bad. I think the flip side of mission trips is that they really should change you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And so, it's twofold. If good is getting done, I think that that's good. Mm-hmm. Even if you go in possibly with the wrong motivations, you might just come out with the right ones.
Yeah.
I know some of my old students who have gone on mission trips where, they were going in as a teen, just going like, I guess, mm-hmm. whatever.
My mom made me do this.
Right. And then they come out going, wow, like God is real. And that's huge.
Yeah.
I think we brought this up way at the beginning, on this podcast, or I did. I remember a YouTuber who would just give away stuff to his mm-hmm. friends and to people in need and all that stuff. If you film it, then the motivation is definitely wrong. But he kind of stumbled upon the, it makes me feel good mm-hmm. to be generous and to help people.
Yeah.
So, and good is coming out of that because people are benefiting.
Yeah.
And so even if you're going in saying, I just want to feel good, that's the wrong motivation, but good can still come out of that.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll even change because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I think you hit on something important, Brian. It's like, I just want to feel good. Maybe not the right motivation, but that is and can be a byproduct of following God and mm-hmm. doing things like this. Yeah. I'm a big believer in mission trips for all those reasons that you mentioned. Like it helps you get outside of yourself and realize that there are people and other places that God loves just as much as you. And I think so many times we just in general as people, we tend to be pretty self-centered individuals. Mm-hmm. We care about what we want to do, our lives, how mm-hmm. things are impacting us. And then to force ourselves to do something that gets ourselves outside of that mm-hmm. and focusing on somebody else. Personally, I just think that's a good discipline to be in, but I also think it's something that that God desires for us to be focused on others, and doing mission trips is definitely a really great way to do that. I do want to highlight again, you know, when we think about going somewhere, I think you even said this, Brian, like oftentimes we go with the intention of, I'm going to bless somebody. I'm going to build this house, or I'm going to share the gospel, or I'm going to do this cool thing, and it's going to be a blessing to somebody else. But oftentimes what ends up happening is you see God working on your heart in the mm-hmm. midst of that too. I agree. I think no matter what the motivation is, I think God can and does use our going, to do really cool things. So let's talk about for a second the impact of missions. Like, how do we approach that? Because I think one of the things that I've seen happen is you go, you do this cool thing, and then you just kind of come back like nothing really happened. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is like, what's a good approach as we think about, okay, maybe there's, you know, we've got a listener who's like, I've never considered doing this, or I've thought about doing a mission trip. Like, how do I start? What is that? Do I need to buy a plane ticket and go across the country, or yeah. are there, like, is there other ways to do mission trips or to be on mission? What does that look like?
Yeah. So for me, I always think about, Jesus saying I was hungry and you fed me. Mm-hmm. I was naked and you clothed me. And that's the easiest for me to boil down to in my mind yeah. of, am I feeding people who need food?
Mm-hmm.
Am I clothing people who need clothes?
Yeah.
Am I helping in yeah. some way? We are spiritual people mm-hmm. in these physical bodies. Our bodies are still important.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this, I think, yeah, going to help in that way. And then also asking yourself, what is the impact
mm-hmm.
of what's going on? One of the mission trips I went on was in college. We went to India,
yeah.
Which is so eye-opening mm-hmm. in so many ways.
Yeah.
One thing specifically they told us is, so we went and helped at an orphanage. Mm-hmm. And the last night there, we kind of did just like a little send-off. We all got to sit in front of the kids and talk to them for a bit.
Yeah.
And before we did that, they said, hey, like, this is your send off.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, like, we're leaving. So
yeah.
you have impacted them. Don't make like promises that you can't keep. Mm-hmm. Don't say, I will be back. I'll yeah. see you again. Yeah. Again, that goes into that. Like, we came to show them God's love. Like, we were leaving them with God's love.
Yeah.
We weren't there to show them how great we are. And yeah. if we don't come back, then it's all for nothing.
Right.
It was, no, like, we showed you these things. It was part of a business group, actually a Christian business group. So we were helping teach them how to be self-sufficient and everything too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was that impact as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, specifically seeing that, mm-hmm. another mission trip I went on was not out of the country. It was down to, New Orleans for, Hurricane Katrina relief mm-hmm. stuff. And we just helped, build this lady's house where
yeah.
it's like that house wasn't there.
Yep.
And then it was.
Yeah.
So being able to say, okay, we at least did that.
Yep.
Can Jesus look at us and say, hey, I didn't have a house and you yeah. built me a house.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's that, take that step back and say, why am I doing it? And what's coming from this, mm-hmm. I think are the two
yeah.
that I would ask.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's great, man. Yeah. And I think one of the layers of this that I found kind of eye opening is, you know, when we step in again, like, I think sometimes we come in with this motivation of, I have all the answers and I'm going to bring those answers to whatever place I'm going to. I think approaching going with a sense of humility of just, mm-hmm. man, God is sending me and I'm just going to be faithful where I'm going to be. And not assume that I have all the answers, but that we're serving the one who does. And one of the things that sort of kind of got me thinking was, I read a book called When Helping Hurts. Mm-hmm. The author is Steve Corbett. I had to remember his name. But one of the things that he talks about is just going in and coming with this idea of, like, I have all the answers and I'm just going to, here you go, here's a pile of cash mm-hmm. or here's the thing, and then I'm just going to leave. What that ends up creating over time is a group of people or a person who really truly just becomes dependent mm-hmm. on that and never really learns how to carry that forward and mm-hmm. and take that blessing to others. Instead, what he argues is, find a way to partner with other people that are in that community that are staying there long term,
mm-hmm.
and invest in those areas. Allow opportunities like what you said when you went to India to help maybe invest in a group of folks, to partner with them. I even think about what Steve's doing right now with the team in Latvia. They are partnering with the local church. So when mm-hmm. they leave, there's still a group of people there that are going to continue that mm-hmm. investment with those students that they're impacting. So really think through that lens of, I don't have all the answers. I don't have the perfect fix, but I do know the one who does. Mm-hmm. And allowing him to inform that. And then I think, yeah, partnering with people that are on the ground, that are going to stay there when you leave, is a really helpful thing as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, I think missions for me has personally impacted my faith journey. I can remember my first time going to Haiti and coming home and like turning on the faucet, and that impacted me. Like, oh wow, I don't have to question whether or not that water is safe to drink.
Sure.
But yep. there are a group of people that they do. Like that's not an option for them. Mm-hmm. It gets yourself outside of the selfish mindset that I can so often find myself falling into.
Yeah. It helps you see the world the way God does, at least a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think about hearing about astronauts that when they go to the space station, they look out at the Earth. They're so far away.
Yeah.
That I think across the board, all of them, when they come back, they have a much more holistic, loving view of the world as a whole. Like they're like, wow, all of us are just on that one thing.
Yeah.
Like we should take care of this. We should love each other. We should stop trying to get into little fights.
Yeah.
Because they're quite literally zooming the picture out.
Yeah.
We can't really do that. We can't go to space, but you can go around the world and see that your problems are still problems.
Yeah.
What you're going through still matters absolutely. And also, you're not the only one who's going through stuff. And sometimes getting that picture of like, wow, okay, at least I'm not doing that. At least I'm not having to struggle with that.
Yep.
It's huge. One thing that popped into my mind talking about missions is we're talking about all the good reasons to do it, kind of counter arguments against those that go, yeah, but isn't it just a vacation? Not if you're doing it correctly. but I do want to talk to also those that drop out, that go, okay, I kind of felt called, but I don't know. We've been saying getting out of your comfort zone a lot this episode. And, a lot of the times it is, ooh, okay, I wanted to do this maybe for the wrong reasons, maybe for the right reasons. And now it's a little more uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to try to raise money. It's uncomfortable to take the time off, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, a lot of the times you fall away. I know as a teen, seeing this happen with our church, with that New Orleans mission trip, where I don't know what it was that God gave me this little bit of wisdom, but a lot of people signed up to go. And I remember signing up and going, man, I'm like, I really feel like I'm called to be doing this.
Yeah.
And getting this little inkling from God of saying, okay, remember this feeling. Cause it was months in of the prep and everything else. And I started feeling that like, oh, like this is kind of a lot. This is kind of a lot of work.
Yeah.
And God tapping me on the shoulder and saying, oh, no, but remember, remember you are called to this. And then having those conversations with other people who they were like, I don't know. It's kind of a lot. I'm not going to do it anymore. When that happens, there are legitimate reasons not to do it. Always think through, talk to other people. Absolutely. But I do also think, Lucius Lewis talked about how Satan loves to, one of his biggest tools is to distract us.
Yeah, that's so true.
And, it's not like he's not making you sin. He's not making you do something bad. Yeah. He is just making you stop doing something good.
Losing focus, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And saying, oh no, isn't that's a little too much. You know what? Don't go help those people.
Yeah.
So if you do, if all us talking about this, is really kind of pulling on your heart a little bit and you're saying, okay, maybe I'll look into something that I can do, do that and don't stop.
Yeah.
Don't stop looking into what you can do to help.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, if you're in it for the right reasons, if you're in it for God, like Alex said, we don't have all the answers, but God does. So if you're bringing him with you, then you're going to help him.
Yeah.
But yeah. Also highly recommend going with a group, and going with a group that has things planned out.
Yeah.
Our group from our church is going with Josiah Venture. which is a
amazing organization.
They've been established what? How many years?
Many years.
A lot. A
couple decades, yeah.
Yes.
And they're in I think over 5 countries now.
Very cool.
I can put some stuff in the show notes. Just have a link to their website if you want to know more about Josiah Venture. Yeah. Yeah, and their whole thing is in their corner of the country, they started in the Czech Republic, which is primarily atheist in belief, which is interesting because, you know, a century ago they were predominantly a Christian culture, if you want to call it that. At least interwoven into their culture was biblical values, and people knew about Jesus and stuff. And that's just their cathedrals just empty there. And so their mission is to introduce people, especially young people, to the gospel. Yeah. Cause many of them, they've literally have never heard it. So it's just amazing what they're doing. And just to wrap up today, we said at the beginning, but Brian is a mission trip only excluded by going to a different country, or do you think it could be something else?
I think that we shouldn't even be thinking about labeling a mission trip. If you're worried, about if it counts, stop worrying. I do think that, I think we can get in our heads too much about that and say, well, and we know that it counts, right? When we help our neighbor, quite literally, we are called to love our neighbor.
Yeah.
But it feels like, oh, it's not as big. Love, especially in this day and age, is big.
Yeah.
It is needed. So I think that whatever it is counts. I think if you're going a city over, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think if you are going, we're on the outskirts of our city, Rochester, in the suburbs of that, even going into there, you're going to see people who are living different lives than you.
Yeah.
You're going to be impacted by that.
Yep.
I just think that if you're called to go anywhere, that absolutely, that counts.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think maybe even redefining how we approach this is helpful, right? We think of a trip as the thing that we go do, we come home and our lives aren't really changed because of it. Or we had a really impactful time while we were there, but then our lives sort of fizzle back to just the normal thing that it was before. And I think the life that God has for us is that we are motivated to go do things because we've experienced such an amazing grace and life because of Jesus. And that motivates us to go, whether that is to your next door neighbor or to a city over or across the globe, that a trip should be not because you want to go do something cool and then come back and not really be changed, but that it's just motivated from the life that you're already living with God. Because as we've said before, the life of being on mission is not for the select few. It's not for that special person that's gifted to go be a missionary or go take time off. Jesus gave the Great Commission to every single believer. It's to go preach the gospel both here, there, everywhere, no matter where you're at. The call is to share the good news that we have. And that can be here in your backyard or across the globe. All of that is our mission, right? So, I think that's for the person that's just going, man, I don't know what I can do. How do I start? I think the simplest step is just the one right in front of you. Who's around you that you can impact with the love of Jesus that you have? Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's a coworker or a family member. And then just be open to God putting opportunities in your path to go.
That was going to be my
boom.
Thanks, Alex. That was perfect. It's you don't have to go somewhere. You don't have to fly somewhere. You do though, just have to be willing.
Yep. That's it, man.
If God is calling you, in my mind, I'm just thinking of all the stuff we have going on at our church and trying to get teammates and volunteers for different things, and people saying, well, my ministry is my home, whatever. That's awesome.
Yeah.
If your ministry is your home, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you're treating it like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not an excuse. It is, make sure you're actually, doing that. But if you're saying, I just want to answer God's call, then answer his call.
Yeah.
Don't see the call coming in and put it on silent.
Yeah.
Go, oh, I didn't want that call.
Yeah.
if he didn't want you to answer, he wouldn't be calling.
Yeah.
So be open to what God has. I think that's the very, very first step. Ask God.
Absolutely.
And then be ready to say yes to whatever he tells you to do.
Yep.
But that's all that we have for you today, this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, whenever it is that you're listening to this. Don't forget, you can always email us podcast@victorchurch.org for any comments, questions, concerns, maybe if you have any, but